Mommy sell my brown Oxfords and old-fashioned jumpers I don't like. But she smiles and says that won't be necessary just yet. Lucinda and I aren't the only ones to make friends with our neighbors. Mommy starts a canasta group to introduce Mrs. Washburn to other Dominican ladies and help her practice her Spanish. Two or three tables are set up on the back patio. The ladies chat in lowered voices. Every once in a while, the new maid, Lorena, comes around with a tray of lemonades or clean ashtrays. Although Mommy is trying to save money, there's too much work keeping up with all the houses in the compound for just Chucha. So Mommy has hired the young girl to help out. But we have to be extra careful what we say around her. Why? I ask. Because she's new? Mommy gives me a look that has Cotorita written all over it. After I told Mommy that her nickname for me was really getting on my nerves, she promised to stop using it. But she still lets me know with her eyes when I'm speaking up too much. Just be careful what you say, Mommy repeats. I guess you can't trust a maid who hasn't changed anyone's diaper in the family. Actually, I can't really complain about being asked to keep secrets. Sammy and I haven't said a word about our discovery. Twice we've gone back to Tio Tony's casita, only to find the door closed and the padlock in place. But there have been fresh footprints leading to and from the casita and a pile of cigarette butts, as if someone without an ashtray has thrown them out the window. Very fishy, Sammy observes, an expression which he says means that something strange is going on. Our compound is crawling with fish, all right.